Bitcoin just crossed a big milestone. It hit over $100,000 for the first time on Wednesday, and that's pretty remarkable for a cryptocurrency that was created just over 15 years ago. For more on this, we are joined by NPR's senior business editor, Raphael Nam. Hey, Raphael.
Hey, Scott.
So what has led Bitcoin to this milestone at this particular moment?
In short, the election of Donald Trump as president. Just a few years ago, Trump called cryptocurrencies a scam, but he's changed his mind. In July, when he gave a speech at a major Bitcoin conference in Nashville, he wanted to make one thing clear.
This afternoon, I'm laying out my plan to ensure that the United States will be the crypto capital of the planet and the Bitcoin superpower of the world, and we'll get it done.
And Trump went on to make several promises, the main one being that he would appoint regulators who would be a lot friendlier to the industry than the current administration. So when Trump won the election, Bitcoin just took off. To give you a perspective, Bitcoin was trading just under $70,000 on election day. And now, a month later, it's trading at six figures. That's a gain of over 40%.
I think there's a lot of signs that these promises won Trump a lot of votes. So, I mean, he hasn't taken office yet, but so far, at least, is he delivering on the promises?
He is. Bitcoin hit the $100,000 milestone just hours after he nominated Paul Atkins to head the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's the agency that has oversight of financial markets, and Atkins has experience as a financial regulator. But the big reason why crypto investors are so excited is that Atkins backs cryptocurrencies. He now runs a consultancy with crypto companies as clients. And if confirmed, he would replace the current chair, who is very skeptical of cryptocurrencies.
And there is some reason for that skepticism, though, right? Because cryptocurrencies has a sketchy past, to put it technically. And I think a lot of people probably still associate them with activities like drug trade, right?
That's exactly right. That's why there's a lot of people who are very alarmed. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are widely used for all kinds of illegal activities, like you mentioned, including also ransomware, I should add. It also has a history of scams and fraud, and historically it's been very volatile. Remember, just over 2 years ago, the biggest crypto exchange at the time, FTX, collapsed, and its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, was convicted of fraud and is now serving a 25-year prison term. That's quite a comeback in just 2 years for Bitcoin.
Let's go back to that first data point, though, where it is on the market. What do these big gains mean for Bitcoin?
Gosh, there's a lot of excitement. And it's not just Trump. Bitcoin is going more mainstream now. Cities like Detroit are now even accepting cryptocurrencies for payments, like for taxes. And many banks and trading firms are allowing people like you and me to invest in Bitcoin now through these investment funds called exchange-traded funds. But again, keep in mind one thing, Scott. Bitcoin is still very young and is incredibly volatile. Yes, it does have a history of big rallies, but it also has a history of big falls.
That is NPR's Raphael Nam. Thank you so much.